Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mystic Records Radio, and we have a special treat for you today. We have the Gerbil Turds, and this first song is Boredom. I mean, it says it all, right? With us right now, and he is a gerbil turd. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. You know, I just love that song, Boredom. That is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners out there about the gerbil turds and whatever you want to say. I heard you guys had a good show last night.
Last night? It was actually a couple nights ago. But
oh, you guys are still recuperating.
Yeah. I so, see. Yeah. And then, we're just from Bremerton. We just kind of got together. Bremerton, Washington, got together as a joke. And then started catching on. So we just figured, what the hell, let's do it. And now we're doing it 2 years into it.
Yeah, and you're doing it really well. I enjoy your music.
Cool, thank you. Try to be as sarcastic and funny as possible.
Yeah.
So, seems to work.
Yes, it does. And I have another song here. I really like this one, too. I like all your songs, but this domestic punk rocker. Here we go.
You're getting ready for the weekend. Your mom makes you put your punk clothes in the garage. Then she's going off the deep end. You know they're the ones you never forgot. Rock up!
back in the studio live with Phil.
So, I don't know. What do you got? We're just recuperating and...
Well, I'm excited to be working with you and I believe, didn't we already submit your release?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so busy. It's right. Okay, yes, we did submit it, and it should be out there pretty soon. And as soon as I get the links, I will spread it around. And did you guys send me some photos so I can make you a good video?
Yeah. I sent some photos. And then we'll hopefully be getting more stuff to you pretty quick here.
Okay, cool. All right, that works. Well, I have to say, you know, I really like your music, and you know, I'm a big supporter of underground music, and the Gerbil Turds really fit that bill. So tell me, what are your plans? What are your plans for the future with the Gerbil Turds? I mean, it's punk rock, you know.
Yeah, just play as much as possible, have fun, hope people enjoy it. Maybe try to play some all ages shows, because so far we can't. But I might have to change a few things around.
Well, I don't know. It all depends. I mean, at the Café de Grand, you know, kids used to sneak in anyway, even though they were supposed to be 18 and up, and most of the bands were under 18 back then too, you know.
Oh, I know. I remember my parents dropping us off there and then hanging out at Denny's until we were done. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But
so do you have any shows coming up right now? I haven't looked at my calendar lately.
Well, we just finished that CD, so we are, I think our first show coming up is July 13th.
Oh, okay.
In Bremerton, and then do a couple Seattle shows that we haven't verified. I mean, we got the dates from the venues, but we need to all sit down and talk and see what we want to do. But dates are
right,
open for
everyone. And yeah, if you send me posters, I can put them up on the website and help to advertise your shows as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so I don't know. I wasn't prepared for just me. I thought everybody was going to be here, so I'm like,
Oh, well, that's okay, you know, whatever works right for everybody. I mean, if they're still recuperating, you know, it's probably better if they're having a good rest.
Yeah, totally. And then Thursday we'll hit rehearsal hard and go from there.
Yeah, you guys are really jamming. I really enjoy the tracks that you sent, and I think it's great. It's wonderful.
Cool. Yeah, we just get, not all of us, but we get pretty lit, and then each practice, get one song down, music and lyrics, and then do a rough mix, and then come back to it later and mix it.
That's what I need. Out of the tracks that you sent me, choose a song that you would like me to promote the most and send me the lyrics, because then I can pull photos that go with, you know, with the music. And then, I like to change about every 5 seconds on a video, and I don't like to repeat the same photograph, you know. It gets boring, you know. You want to see different things. And I have a whole cache of pictures, but, you know, it all depends on what the band wants and how you want me to promote things, you know. And show posters are a really good thing to put in with the music videos, because they show the dates and the times, and you know, everybody loves show posters, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much easier to make nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have another song I think is like totally cool called Bad Neighborhood. Are you ready for some Bad Neighborhood, Phil?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I saw 10 years ago up on National Avenue on her way to West Park to do score drugs. She was freaking down the sidewalk, looking kind of sexy with no shoes, tattoos, a tight dress. It was lust at first sight. The V in the eye said, "Let's get high." She wants to rock the grill, and then she's gonna fuck all night. Mom told me, boy, well, you better understand two kinds of people in this world. They're girls that you can't have. My dad told me, son, don't say you would, don't say you would. Tomorrow never comes, to get us all wrapped with a girl from a bad neighborhood.
Before we sign off,
Cafe de Granny Records, Gerbil Turds.
There you go. Right on, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. And thanks for coming on the show.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Bye.